Okay, Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah says Shnei Kavin Shnitla Chalasa. If you have two Kavin, in other words, you have two different doughs. Each of the two doughs is made from one Kav. So now you have a total of two Kav in front of you. So you have two different doughs. Each one is a Kav and Shnitla Chalasa. That Chala had been taken off. Shel Zebifnei Atzmo. Of this one was taken off by itself. Shel Zebifnei Atzmo. For this one, it was also taken off by itself. In other words, I have two doughs. One dough was a dough made out of one kav of flour. One was another dough made out of a kav of flour. And from each of the two doughs, I took off challah. Now, if you remember, in the previous Mishnah, we said that there was a machlokas, whether the challah that I take off from a dough that's not the right size dough to obligate you in taking off challah, there's a question whether the challah that you take off is valid, whether it's effective challah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it was, and according to Chum, it's not. So now, what happens in this Mishnah is that you have these two doughs. From each of the two doughs, you had already taken off challah. But then, chazir v'asan isa achas, you went back and you made them into a single dough. Now, what's the halacha? Does this larger dough that you created need to have challah taken off from it? So Rabbi Akiva put this. Rabbi Akiva exempts you from taking off challah. Why? Because as we discussed, Rabbi Akiva holds that when you took off challah from each individual dough, that challah was effective. So you've already covered your bases. You've taken off challah from all the dough that's in here already. But the Chum require you to take off challah. They obligate you to take off challah. Why? Because as we discussed, according to the Chum, when you take off challah from a dough that's not the right size share, the challah that you've taken off is not effective. So therefore, when I join the two doughs together, to which now it is the right size share, the right size dough, well, now you are going to have to take off challah. Which would mean then that Nimtzot, then it turns out, Chumro Kulo, his chumrah, his stringency is his leniency. Meaning to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is machmer, he's stringent when it comes to you having taken off challah from a dough that's not the right size. So Rabbi Akiva said that when you take off challah, it's effective challah. So that chumrah turns into a kula, because when you join the two doughs together now, you don't have to take off challah anymore, because the challah that you took off originally from each independent dough sufficed. But according to the Chachamim, the opposite is true. According to the Chachamim, because they hold that when you take off challah from each individual dough, it doesn't, the challah is not effective. So now when you join the two doughs together, now it's the right size dough to obligate you to take off challah. Well, now you do have to take off challah from scratch. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is that if you have two different doughs in front of you, each of the two doughs is made out of flour that's less than the right amount to obligate you to take off challah. So each of the two doughs is made out of one kav. You've already taken off challah from each of the two doughs individually. Now you're joining them together. Do you have to take off challah or not? So Rabbi Akiva says no, and the Chum say yes. Okay.